Ta'ara Nifla. And I saw this in the Megadim Chadashim. It's in Parshas Yisroi. It's in the Parsha of Matan Torah. So one of the many psukim that describe Matan Torah say as follows. Vayhi bayom ha'shlishi, b'yos ha'boker, vayhi koilos ubrakim, va'anon kaved al ha'har, v'kol shofar chazak ma'od, vayechrat kol ha'am asher b'machna. So this is the day that the Torah is going to be given. And there were koilos, there was brakim, va'anon kaved al ha'har, the kol shofar chazak ma'od, and it was a very, very loud shofar. This was an incredible tkiya gedoyla. Vayechrat kol ha'am asher b'machna, so much so that everybody was literally frightened. So there were koilos, there were brakim, and there was an anon kaved al ha'har. Koilos mean there were noises. Brokim means there was fire, lightning, oven kaved al ha'har, and there was a very, very thick cloud. Rabbeinu Bechaya, on this pasuk, says as follows. He says that the koilos that the pasuk describes were the koilos of the malachim. It was the sounds and the voices of the angels. Shemekalsim laKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol boiker u'boiker, who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single morning. The brakim, the lightning that the pasuk refers to, heima malachim gamkin. It's also referring to malachim. Shenema, the pasuk says, oisa malachav ruchais misharsav eish loyek. And the anan kaved, this Vulcan that was on top of the mountain, was kedei laharfish ben Yisrael ubein malachim. It was to make some separation between the malachim that are there and that are singing shira and between Klal Yisrael. So says Rabbeinu Bechaya, you want to know what the koilos were? These were the sweet sounds of the malachim that were singing shira. You want to know what the brakim were? These are fiery angels. And you want to know why there's an onen kaved al ha'har? There's a mountain to give a little protection to the Yidden that are witnessing, and you see they're so scared, they're petrified from what's going on. This is their little protection. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Kain Kosov, everything I just told you now, Rabbeinu Chanan. Everything I just said, that the koilos, the brokim, the unencovered alohar, this comes from Rabbeinu Chananel. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, stating that, imayois shapshat emes v'yatziv. Stating that, if you want to know what the pashapshat is, v'hu arisha mishiva banim, which is the first of the shivim banim atar. So this is a classic line, Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's a little megumgim, the line. But it's a classic line, Rabbeinu Bechaya, as it relates to oimek pshuta shel mikra, something that we spoke about in Cheskes Habatim, on Rashi's Yartzai, with regards to the Rashbam. And that is that there's something called Pshutei Shal Mikra. There's something called Ayin Panim Latayr. But says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rabbeinu Bechananel says Emes. I'm not debating that. Of course, that's what was happening. But it's not the Oymeh Pshutei Shal Mikra. And the Oymeh Pshutei Shal Mikra is the first of the 70 Panim Latayr. So he says, it's a nice Pshat, but it's not the first Pshat. I'm going to tell you the first Pshat. The first Pshat is, Ki Yoyim Matan Torah Hoyekim In Yoyim Hama Oyneh. He said, the day the Torah was given, it was a cloudy day. Bekoilois. And not just that, there were koilois. There was thunder. Kimin Hagay Shalaylam, right? When it's cloudy sometimes, there's thunder. Vahabrakim, and you wonder what the brakim was? It was lightning. Uksas Kishamim. In fact, it was also raining, even though the pasuk doesn't say it was raining. It was also raining. In fact, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, even though the pasuk doesn't say it was raining here, there's a pasuk in Shoiftim that does say it. It says, Hashem b'tzeischa meiseir, b'tzadcha mistei adoim, eretz rasha gam shamayim natafu, it was raining, gam avim natfu mayim, harim nazul b'bnei Hashem zes sinai, b'bnei Hashem alikei Yisrael. So the pasuk in Shoiftim already says that it was raining. So says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rabbeinu Chananel said, the koilois were the voices of the malachim singing shira. The brakim is the fiery angels. The unencovered alahar is this mystical type of cloud to protect the Yidden. He says, very nice. It's one of the Ayim Panim Latayr. It's not the Pashup Shat. He says, you want to know what the Pashup Shat was? It was an overcast day. It was cloudy. The unencovered alahars, you look up sometimes and you see an ominous cloud. That's what this was. There were koilos who broke in. There was thunder and lightning. In fact, it was also rain. Now, the pasuk doesn't say rain here, but it's a pasuk in Shoiftim. It says, gam shamayim natafu, gam avim natfu moyim, Harim Nazlum ibn Hashem Zasinai. So you see already that our sinai. In other words, the weather, the Yoim Matan Torah, was a murky, overcast, a little bit gloomy, thunder, lightning, a shtickle rain. It was one of those days. That's what the weather was. Azoy Zok Rabbeinu Bechaya al Derech Habshat. The truth is, what Rabbeinu Bechaya says is Mefurish in the Rambam. in the Meira. And this is in Chelek Gimel, it's Perek Tes, and he says it like only the Rambam can say it. B'l'shayne Azav. V'chein yodua u'mefursim ba'uma. He said it is well known and it is famous within our nation. Sheyoy Maimed Har Sinai, that the day the Torah was given, Hayoyim Shal Anonim Arofim V'geshem Gal. You want to know what the weather forecast was for that day? It was cloudy, it was dark, meaning it was overcast, V'geshem Gal, and there was light rain. As I was like the Rambam. How do I know that? It's the pasuk in Shoftim. It says, "Hashem betzeischem yitzayir, betzadchem yisteyedoyim, eretz rosh gam shemayim notafu, gam ov notfu mayim, harim nozul mipnei Hashem zeh Sinai, mipnei Hashem aleikei Yisrael." Either way, says the Rambam, that you want to know what the weather was in Maimon Har Sinai. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya says, but he adds the Knech, gam yodua umefursim v'uma. Everybody knows it, that the weather on that day was azah. Fascinating, right? So David Yoyo Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim says that even though Rabbeinu Bechaya says it was a double poshet, that it was like an overclass day, and the Rambam said in the Meira that it's Yodua Umefursim Ba'uma, that this is the way it was, it's Kenegin Umefurisha Taisefta. The Taisefta is in the first Perek of Meseches Erechen. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Dalit. The Chein Motzinu, I'm picking it up in the middle. So Yisrael Oimdim Lefnei Har Sinai. The Yidim were in front of Har Sinai. Nemshachim Lacherem Yudbeis Mil. Uban lefneim yud beis mil al kol dibur v'dibur chavdal mil. Every time they heard a dibur come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they went back 12 mil, forward 12 mil, they went 24 mil as they're hearing each dibur. Hoya hayoyim barur. It was a very, very clear day. V'yisrol mishtalchim ipnei yo'esh ayin sham. But the Tosefta says that you want to know what the weather was when the Torah was given? It was a gorgeous day. It was a yoyim barur. It was a very, very clear day. It's interesting. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and this is in Perek Mem Aleph, talks about what took place on that day that Torah was given. In fact, everyone knows there's a minig Yisrael that you didn't stay up Aleil Shavuos. What's the makar to staying up Aleil Shavuos? It's because Shavuos morning the Yidden woke up late when it came to receiving the Torah. What's the makar? It's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer talks a little bit about how this played out. It's good to hear some of these lashonis in light of what we learned the last few days. So the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. It says that this day that the Torah was given, on it was a long night. It was a short night. And Moshe Rabbeinu went out to Machne Yisrael. He went to wake the Olam up. He told him, "Imdu mishnaschem." You have to get up. He says, "Why are you sleeping? We have a big day ahead of us." Kvar bo ha-chason. The chason already has arrived. Umevakish as ha-kala. And he's looking for the kala. Lachnisa l'chupa. He's waiting. Because the chassan wants to give the kala gift. The chassan is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael is the kala. And the gift that he's going to give is the Torah. Is Bo HaShushbin. How's that? So Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Shushbin, came. And he brought the kala. Like a person acts as Moshe Rabbeinu. What's his role in Matan Torah, says Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer? He is the Shushbinim. Of Shushbinim fame. Of two daven ago. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes. He acts as the Shushbin. That's his job. He's helping the chassan, right? He's the person that's going to help the chassan. So he comes and he wakes up the kala, right? That's important. In this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Radal, in his Pirish, says like this, that this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that's mavur that the Yidden had to be woken up, which by the way is the Makar to what? To the fact that Yidden stay up, Elel Shavuos. This Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is understandable based on the Tosefta that we just mentioned, that the weather on Matan Torah was a beautiful, beautiful day. And he says, everybody knows that if the weather is perfect, Hashina Areva Boy, Me'avira D'Yoy Mehabarer, that the Shina is going to be so good because of the fact that the weather is so perfect. So the reason the Yidden overslept, it's based on the Tosefta. It's based on the fact that they had perfect weather. But the bottom line is this. We have Rabbeinu Bechaya in his first of the 70 pshatim on the pasuk of the Kailus who brought him in the Anukavim Moir. And we have the Rambam in the Moira that says it's Yodua Mefursim. Everyone knows that the weather B'yoyim Maimed Har Sinai was a murky, overcast, cloudy, dark, grim day. That's what the weather was. A little bit of light rain. But that's what was going on that day. we have a Tosefta, which the Rata learns up in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. You want to know what the weather was? It was a gorgeous day. It was a Yom Bo, it was a perfect day. That's where the Olam overslept, because it was like this perfect draft, and everything was exactly the way you want it, and the Olam HaGeshlufin. And that's why you needed Moshe Rabbeinu to act as the Shushbin, to literally come and wake up Klai Yisrael, the Kala, the Chaz is waiting for you. What are you doing? And that's why we stay up. So what's the machlokes over here? We have over here the two mahalchim. Was it a yoim barer or a fakek? Maybe it was actually not such nice weather. So W.O.Y. says that if you take a look at the Aruch says that Abishol said that if the weather's perfect on Shavuos, it's a good sign for the whole year. In one version, Achitofel told the sons that if it's going to be good weather on Shavuos, Ziru Chitim. He says, you want to know what the Pshat is? He says, Pshat is based on the Tosefta. And based on this Inyan, that the weather, when Hashem gave the Torah, was perfect weather. Being that the weather was perfect weather. So if the Yoy Matan Torah, the weather was perfect, and right now, it's Shavuos, which is Man Matan Torah Senu, and you wake up, and you see perfect weather, that's a good simon. You know why it's a good simon? Because it's like you're reliving what took place b'maimed Har Sinai. You even have the same weather, and that's why it's the Aruch, comes from the Rishonim. So he says, that's the Oymek. The Oymek is that Abishol says that if the weather's perfect, Achi Teufel says that if it's a Yom Bar, it's a good sign. Ziruchitim, the whole year, it's going to be a good year. You know why it's going to be a good year? Because it's mamish. It's as if you're standing at the foot of Har Sinai, which is the heritage you're supposed to have. And if the weather is the way it was, then for sure you're going to nail it. This is going to be a very good sign. So said Rav Dovid Yoy Weiss, Yesh Loimar. In the Gemara, there were two shittas. Did Achi Teufel say Yoim Barer is going to be good? Or did he say Yoim Barer is going to be good? The Aruch said that what's Pshat in Yoim Barer? Pshat in Yoim Barer is what he mean. It's a Tosefta. Okay, so what's Pshat in Yoim Barer? Pshat in Yom Bol is, it's the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it's the Rambam and the Moira. Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Rambam and the Moira, who both say that Fakert, it was not nice weather. It was in Yom Bol, it was a cloudy day. So Fakert, if on Shavuos it's overcast, it's rainy, it's a cloudy day, that's Tafka, when it's going to end up being a good sign. So he said, could be this third of the three things that Achi Teufel told us, we spoke out, Rebbe from Margolis, is Remez Nifla, of maybe a little hint of what was going on over there. But the Pshutai Shomikra, the way the Gemara darshaned it is, he's telling him, if the weather's perfect, or no, if I cared, if the weather's cloudy, what's the beer in the Machloikis? You know what the beer in the Machloikis is? What was the weather b'maimed Har Sinai? That day that the Torah was given, was it a picture-perfect day? Or if I cared, it was an overcast, cloudy, murky day. That is the Shaila. If the weather on Maimon Har Sinai was perfect, that means a Yom Barer is a good sign. Like the Aruch says, and that's why if it's a Yom Barer, Ziruchitin, and if it's a Yom Barer, Abishol said, that's a Simin, that Simin Yofel Ochal Hashanah Kula. If, however, the weather, like the Rambam says, Yodua Mufursan was not a nice day, then Faker, that would be a sign that you should go in the other direction. Either way, Ha'orin Nefla, Ha'magoyin Rav David Yoel Weiss, Shlita.